Sheila Hameen radio show. At this time, we would like to start with a word of prayer. Would you please turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see a day that was not promised unto us. We thank you, O God, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to minister according to your will. Lord, we bless your holy name and we call upon you right now. We ask, Lord God, that your presence will be felt on every listener on this radio broadcast. Lord, we ask that you will move by your power, that you will send your anointing, that you will send your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need strength and we need power. We need you, Lord, to carry us through because we cannot make it on our own. We're asking that you will take us by the hand, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. We cannot do anything of ourselves, but we're depending on you, Lord Jesus, and we are asking for your help today. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord, that you will lay your hand upon each and every one of us. Touch, Lord Jesus. Move by your power in a mighty way. Let the glory of God be revealed. Lord, let sins be forgiven. Let transgressions be blotted out. Lord, let the blinded eyes be opened that they may see your truth, O God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let those ears that are stopped up hear your word, God. And humble themselves and surrender unto you, Lord Jesus. Lord, send forth your word tonight.
Your word, Lord.
Let your word be a blessing to us, O God, and minister to each and every one of our needs. In the name of Jesus.
In the name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we believe you.
We believe you,
and we take you at your word.
We take you at your word, Lord.
We believe you, Lord, for healing and for power and deliverance. We believe you, Lord Jesus, for strength and for restoration.
Yes, Lord,
we believe
Jesus,
you, Lord, for miracles,
you.
Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, blessed Savior, have your eternal way and let your holy will be done. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We are asking this prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do thank God for the prayer. We thank God once again for this radio broadcast. It is indeed a blessing, praise the Lord, to come together, touching and agreeing, praying before the Lord, amen. And I'm just so grateful. Thank God for blessing me. I thank the Lord for converting me and sanctifying me, for giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost, and giving me a determination to drive and to go all the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, we extend a warm welcome to you and to all of our listeners and supporters. Amen. And those of you who are raising us up in prayer, we thank God for you and we welcome you once again to the show. This is the Pastor Sheila Hameen radio show. and I am the Watch Care Pastor of the Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for blessing us to have this opportunity. And those of you who are not aware, this is something that the Lord just brought into my life, and I embraced it. Amen. And I can see the blessings of the Lord, and I can see how blessed I am that God would give me this little space to minister.
Thank you, Jesus.
For him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm giving God all the glory and all the honor.
Amen.
Because had it not been for him, I know I would not be where I am. Praise God. I'm just so grateful, and I'm happy down in my soul. And no matter what's going on around me, no matter the tests or the trials, praise God. God is so good, and he is so merciful. And joining me tonight is Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who is my co-host, and she is from the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, the headquarters church. She's a licensed field evangelist and a woman of God who believes in preaching.
Amen.
Like the Lord wants her to preach. Amen. Praise be to God. I've been enjoying the word coming through her. And also joining me is my daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, anointed young woman of God who has dedicated her life to Christ, to live for the Lord, and is a great example to many young people. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I feel good down in my soul. And I just want to give God praises, glory, and honor because he is worthy at all times and every minute, every hour, every second. All the praise is due to his name. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture coming from Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Man, praise the Lord. God bless you, all
praise
the listeners.
The
God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. God bless
God
you,
bless.
Evangelist Maybell. Glad to be on the broadcast one more time. Glad to be able to have the opportunity to let somebody know that Jesus saves and Jesus lives. I thank God for all his goodness. Thank God for the opening prayer. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 91st number of Psalm. And we're going to start with the first verse. That's the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the words, the 91st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 16th verses throughout its entirety. And I'm going to sing a song. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still I'm praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high your ground. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still I'm praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land. No higher place than I have found. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Plant my feet on higher ground. Last time, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Service back into the hands of Evangelist Helene.
Amen. We're going to hear from Evangelist Maybelle Edwin. If you have some words, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone that is out there in radio land. We thank you for tuning in again. And we thank God for that beautiful selection. Lord, lift us up. Yes. We're pressing on that upward way. We're trying to make it to the kingdom of God. And if we keep staying in the word of God and holding on to the word of God, I'm sure that the Lord will take us up when he comes back, because he's coming back in the clouds. And we want to be able to meet him in the air. We
Amen.
Thank God. We're so thankful for being on this radio broadcast once again. And the scripture that was read from Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the
yes.
secret place of the Most High shall mm. abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God knows if we dwell in that secret place of the Most High,
yeah,
then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God is the Almighty, and we
Amen.
Are under His shadow, and we look to the Lord because we know that He can deliver. Says, I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. No one else will I trust in, because man can fail you. These
Amen.
Objects and these things down here will fail you, but the Almighty God will never fail. So we look to Him and we trust in Him, knowing that He's able to take us through whatever we have to go through, our tests, our trials, everything. The Lord is able to take us through. So let us keep trusting in the Lord and looking to the Lord and looking to Him for our deliverance, for our healing, for whatever it is that we need
yes.
in the Lord. And He will do it for us. God bless you. Continue to listen in, because we got something good coming for you, coming to you on tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for this opportunity, and we're going to turn this part of this service back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for those remarks, those words coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise be to God. And we just thank the Lord once again for being here and just having such an opportunity to reach out to so many.
Yes.
Who are
yes.
listening in. And
yes, Lord.
I tell you, the Lord, He has many people who are out there praying for us. And I thank
yes.
God for it. I can feel the results of the
yes,
prayers
Lord.
That are going up for us. And it's a blessing
yes.
indeed. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. And you hear me say this often, how grateful and how thankful I am, because I'm truly, truly thankful for what the Lord has done. And I know
Amen.
That we cannot do anything of ourselves, but it is the Lord who does it all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And my mind began to just think on the goodness of the Lord and how important it is for us to accept what God allows.
Amen.
Because whatever God does, we can't always see. And a lot
yes.
of times when it's painful, when it's just so troublesome, it seems
yes.
like it's just not good at all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And in some cases,
yes.
it may not be. But God has a divine plan. Glory be
yes,
to God.
He does.
That we
Amen.
Don't even know or even aware of, that He is working in our favor. Praise
Amen.
God. It takes us many years at times to realize exactly what God was doing at the time. See, we couldn't see it
mm-hmm.
then. But yeah. as time passes and we look back, then the Lord begins to show us exactly what was going on and why He did what He did.
Amen.
This is why I don't question God, praise the Lord, but I just embrace the will of God, because I want God's will to be done in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord for what He's already done, for what He's doing even now. And without
yes.
Going on and further ado, we're going to time and go to the Word of God. And those
All
of
right.
you who care to read along with us, you may get your Bibles. And I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I know that these are some very difficult times that we are going through. A
yes.
lot of people are being tried, and some of us, we have no idea just how severely people are tried and what their situations
yes.
are.
Amen.
But one thing I do know is that God can fix it. God
yes, He can
work it out. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just takes a little faith in the Lord, trusting in Him, and believing in him, and he will see you through. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, I would like to call your attention to the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I'd like to focus on verses 1 through 13. And I also like to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 6 through 9. And I'll start with St. Matthew 25, 1 through 13. But I'd like to make mention of a title or a thought for tonight, and that would be preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. Preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. And if I were to underscore that, it would be with a question. Will you be ready when the bridegroom comes?
All right.
St. Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, and it reads, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that—' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" And I just want to stop here for right now and go back and elaborate on a few of these verses. And the scripture starts off how Jesus was speaking a parable to the people who were listening. And as he ministered to them, he began to say what the kingdom of heaven would be likened unto. And in this spiritual sphere, you have the 10 virgins who represent the professing Christians. Or the church people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then Jesus began to speak of how half of them were wise and half of them were foolish. And based on that, you see the characteristic here, how they prepared to meet the bridegroom.
Amen.
The 5 that were wise, they took oil in their vessel with their lamps, but the foolish didn't take any oil with them.
Amen.
And so they were unprepared for the arrival of the bridegroom. But one thing I know about God, he wants us to be prepared. And therefore, he sends his word prepare us ahead of time,
yes,
so that we're not caught unprepared. Amen.
Amen.
And when we look at this parable, we see a lot of people who
are going about and they have no direction. They don't have this knowledge of the need to be ready to meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
Because the bridegroom will surely come for the bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bride is typical of the church. Amen. The body of Christ.
Amen.
Those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Those who have had their sins forgiven and are without spot or blemish. Glory, hallelujah. Those are the ones who are named as the bride of Christ,
yes,
the body of Christ, the church, hallelujah, the true church.
Yes.
And so you see that the wise were set apart from the foolish because even though the foolish had no oil, it wasn't that the wise didn't have compassion,
yes,
but they were wise enough to know that they had to hold on to what they had. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They did not have enough to share with the foolish. But they gave them some advice and told them to go rather to them that sell and buy for themselves.
Yes.
And so everyone has to have what it takes for themselves. You cannot go off of what somebody else has.
Amen.
You can't go off of what mama had or what daddy had or cousins or aunts or whoever else. You
Amen.
Have to have it for yourself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
From anyone in that day when it's time to meet the bridegroom. And so when the cry was made at midnight, those who were ready, hallelujah, they all the virgins rose up and they trimmed their lamps.
Yes.
But half of them were ready and half were not.
Amen.
And I believe that in that particular day, when Jesus appeared in the clouds, there will be somebody running, trying to find out, how do I get saved?
Yes.
What
yes.
must I do to be saved? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be too late. Foolish virgins found out. Yes, they went out. And they got some oil. But when they came back, the door was already shut. The bridegroom had already come and made his acquaintance with the wise virgin and let them come on in. Hallelujah. And once that door was shut, whoever was not there to meet the bridegroom were not known. And
Amen.
So they could not get in, even though they began to knock and say, Lord, Lord, open to us.
Yes.
He declared to them, I know you not.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you don't want the Lord to say to you, I know you not. So they were all virgins. Yes.
Yes.
Just like people, a lot of people going to church, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people saying that they are Christians, a lot of people claiming Christ, naming the name of Christ. Amen, praise the Lord, but they don't have what it takes.
Amen.
They have not received the Holy Ghost. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Amen. Be to God when the Holy Ghost comes in.
All
he
right.
comes with power.
Power
to live
yes.
right.
Yes.
Power to obey the commandments of the Lord. Power
yes.
not to yield to temptation. Glory, mm-hmm. hallelujah. Because Jesus declared to his disciples that they would receive power after the
yes.
Holy Ghost has come upon them and
Preach
they would
it.
Be witnesses
unto him. Glory to God. But when the Holy Ghost comes in, you might have been shy and afraid to say anything, but the power, oh, hallelujah, will quicken you, and your mouth will come open, and the Lord will speak. It's not you speaking, but the Lord himself will take control of your mouth and over your tongue, glory to God, and he will speak directly through you. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Will you be ready when the bridegroom comes?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus gave a warning in verse 13, saying, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Don't be deceived by people telling you, oh, yes, it's going to be on May 14th, 2000 something something. Don't believe it.
Amen.
Don't let them deceive you. Jesus said, no man knows the day or the hour.
No.
So just be ready.
Yeah,
the wise and the foolish virgins, they were all assembled together. They were all virgins, but there was something about the wise that set them apart from all the rest. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way is with the people of God, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen.
Yes.
As the scripture lets us know, the foundation of God standeth sure. There's a seal that God puts on his people and caused them to stand out from all the rest.
Amen.
There's a light that shines in the lives of the people of God. And it illuminates, and it just brings about the blessings of the Lord. You can see the glory of God. It's the Lord who does all the drawing, because when we lift him up, when we raise up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, he will draw all men to himself. We're not doing it. But it's the Lord who is doing it all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to go over to Revelation, the 19th chapter, beginning with verse 6. And it reads, and I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. Excuse me, I want to read from another area.
Yes.
That is Revelation, beginning with verse 5. Let's go back to verse 5.
Yes.
And it reads, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, alleluia, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I want to stop right there. How there is a marriage supper prepared in the heavens, glory to God. And we are down here making preparation and getting ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb, who is Jesus, the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. And in that day, John, the Revelator, saw the vision. And he began to write the things that the Lord commanded him to write. Because he said that these things are true. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Which means they are definitely going to come to pass. And so there's a marriage prepared for the people of God. And it is indeed a blessing and an honor to be invited to this marriage supper. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all the praises that are going up before God, and all the glory that is given to his name, and the description of what this marriage is going to be like and what the sound is going to be like. He said, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. That
yes.
means it's going to be a whole lot of voices. Praise
yes.
be to God. And these voices are sounding like many waters. Oh, praise
yes.
the Lord.
Amen.
As a voice of mighty thunderings. Glory. Hallelujah. Saying, hallelujah. Oh, thank
yes,
you,
Lord
Jesus. That's a high praise. That is the high
Ooh.
Praise of thank you,
Ooh.
Lord. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Thank you, Lord. He reigneth over
Jesus.
All the earth. He reigneth
yes,
over the heavens, over the universe. Oh, praise the Lord. All glory and honor belong to him. And we
yes,
are preparing
Lord.
For this marriage supper. And in that day, in that great day, oh, glory
Jesus.
To God, I'm looking forward to being a part of that marriage supper. Going
yes,
on to verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. This is the wife of the Lamb, the bridegroom, who has prepared
yes.
herself and made herself ready for this marriage supper. And the 8th verse is saying, to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. That's what it represents, the righteousness of saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You
yes,
know
Lord.
When a bride is getting ready, I haven't seen it, but I don't put anything past people these days. But I
yes.
haven't seen a bride yet show up at her wedding in bedroom slippers, rollers in her hair, you know, just having on anything. But I've seen them come arrayed in their white wedding gown.
Yes.
They come looking their very best for that
yes,
special
Lord.
Day. Hallelujah. Clean.
Yes.
I haven't seen a bride going there with her hair all nappy and just put on slacks or jeans or whatever and just lollygag around. I haven't seen a bride like that.
No.
But a bride comes in looking like she is worthy, like she
yes.
is cleaned up and pure.
Yes.
The white representing the purity and righteousness. That fine linen, praise the Lord. And I thank God because, you know, God, he's such a mighty God. And he is the one who instituted marriage. And his purpose for it has been taken out of context.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed
yes.
undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Amen.
This is an adulterous generation that we're living in.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Referred to it as a sinful generation. And the Lord, he sanctioned marriage. He made it honorable. But a lot of people have a misunderstanding concerning marriage. When two people decide to get married, they are making a covenant not only with one another, but with God also.
All
this
right.
This is a covenant marriage because you're standing before God and witnesses. And
yes.
you're making these vows that you promise not to break.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You vow to many things, and to some people, these are just words. They have no meaning, and they're not
Amen.
Committed to the words they're saying.
Amen.
But this is very sacred and honorable before the Lord. And so if you don't mean these words, if you're not ready to make this commitment, don't make the vow.
Amen.
Don't get married. Hallelujah. I don't know how I got over there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But a lot of people have just jumped into marriage, and I believe that the enemy wants people to just be entangled so that they won't do the will of God, so that they can't be blessed because
Work
of being entangled with the wrong one. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. They're so quick to get into it, and then they find out it's not like they thought it would be, and
yes.
they want out. They want to
yes.
get out of it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you can't just get out of it like that. Oh,
Amen.
Because that commitment you make is till death. Till
yes.
death. If you said those words, till death do us part, you promised
yes.
God that you will stay with that one
yes.
through for better or for worse,
right. yes.
for richer or for poorer.
Amen.
If the health fail, you're not supposed to run out on them. Till
Amen.
Death do you part. This is a
yes,
covenant.
Yes.
that you're making before God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God has joined someone together, he instructs us not to let anyone, not anyone or anything, cause us to part
Amen.
Or to be drawn asunder. Amen.
Amen.
God will keep us together.
Yes.
So this is a
yes.
union God makes, and the family unit is under attack. The
Amen.
Family unit is being
Amen.
Attacked and torn apart. The
mm-hmm.
enemy is attacking our family. He's attacking
yes, he is.
The fathers. He's attacking the mothers, the children, all
yes.
under attack. And
yes.
a lot of them, they're just getting married and having all these children, and they don't have any understanding of what God intended for a marriage. And I
Amen.
Believe that a marriage is a ministry, hallelujah, between two
all
people.
Right.
When the children come, that family unit, that is a ministry. And some families, you notice, they have gone about ministering for the Lord. They
yes.
minister through song, through music, through preaching.
Mm-hmm.
However the Lord wants to use them, they yield themselves.
Yes.
Because once you're married, you're no longer your own.
Amen.
You can't go, I'm
That's
my
right.
own woman, or I'm my own man, and I don't have to tell you where I'm going, and I don't have to tell you this and that. Yes, you do. Because you
Amen.
Promised,
yes.
you made a promise, and I'm going to have to get off of this. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm going to have to come on in off of that. Praise the Lord. But
the
God
Lord
knows all
way.
Things.
He knows.
God
Amen.
Knows all things. And there's a marriage supper that is prepared for us. And I want
Amen.
To be a part of that marriage supper.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but if I were you, I would start right now getting
mm-hmm.
ready to meet the bridegroom. Amen.
Yes.
Being ready when the bridegroom comes. Because it's going to be a joyous time. It's going to be a joyous celebration. Amen. We're
yes.
going to be praising God and lifting him up forever. And we'll never get tired. We'll never grow old. There'll be no sickness. No pain, no sorrow. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's just going to be a great celebration. And I'm looking
Amen.
Forward to that celebration. I'm preparing
yes.
for the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. And I
Amen.
Encourage you to do the very same. Amen. If you have not started the preparation, start now. You can start by laying aside every weight and sin that will stop you from going to that marriage supper.
Yes.
You can start by seeking the Lord and calling upon his name so that the Lord will reveal himself to you. And if you're not saved, you can call on the name of the Lord and he will save you. If you have any doubts in your mind about which way to go, if you call on the Lord, he will guide you. He will direct you. And sometimes when we are going along and trying to make a decision, the enemy will interfere why we need to depend on the Lord to help us make the right decision. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Because
Amen.
Going back to the marriage, sometimes people are warned and they're told, no, this is not right for you. This is
yes,
not the right
yes.
time. This is not for you. But
yes.
they have set in their mind, it's like once it gets seared in that mind, unless
mm-hmm.
God break them out of it, they're going through with that. Ain't
yes,
nothing
amen.
You can do or say to stop them. But once
amen.
They get into it, they realize that all the signs were there. All the red
mm-hmm.
flags were there to,
yes.
to stop them from going forth with something that could interfere with their relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole purpose of the enemy. Fuse your mind. He wants you to do things that will tie you down and bind you up. But you can be loosed from your bondage. You can be made free. The Lord will make you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for his word. It is the word of God that is a guiding light for our lives each and every day. Praise be to God. And we just thank God because had it not been for the word, we would have nothing. We wouldn't
Amen.
Know what to do. We wouldn't even know which way to turn.
Amen.
Amen. But the Lord is so merciful that he has revealed the way to us that he wants us to go. He has shown us the light, and we have seen the light. Amen. And now it's up to us to find that light. Amen.
Yes.
To find that hope. Because people, they're going without hope today. They're feeling
Amen.
Like there is no hope. But
yes.
I'm here to tell you that as long as Jesus is alive, there is
yes.
hope.
Amen.
And
there
Jesus
hope.
Will never die. Hallelujah. He died
Glory
on the cross
Glory
once
Lord.
For the sins of the world. But he got up out of the grave by the power of Almighty God.
Yes.
God quickened him and raised him from the dead. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. And he became the first fruit, and he became the one that we should follow. Praise God. And now he has all power in his hand, and he is sitting down at the right hand of God. Thank you, Lord. He did it for the whole entire world. And he will never die again. He is alive
Amen.
Forevermore. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus is our hope.
Yes, Lord.
So I want to say to you that it may seem like there's no hope. It may seem like life just can't get any worse. But I'm here to tell you it can get worse.
Yes, it can.
If you don't prepare to meet the bridegroom, it can
Amen.
Get worse.
Amen.
And that is in the hereafter, everlasting destruction and torment. And you don't want that. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for the precious word of God. And I invite you to turn your life over to Jesus, to accept
Amen.
Jesus as your personal Savior, to look to him because he is the only one who can fix your situation. or whatever it is you're going through. He has so much love and so much compassion just for you. You're special to the Lord, and you ought to give him a chance. If you've tried everything else and nothing worked, nothing helped, give him a try. I dare you to just try Jesus. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Jesus.
Thank you
for your precious word, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon us and look upon all of those who are listening on this broadcast on tonight. We pray that you will touch their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. Oh, my God, help them to receive your word into their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help tonight, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you're able to fix every situation. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to turn it over to you, Lord, before it's too late, Lord. Help them, Lord, to deny themselves. Help give up all, Lord, that they may follow you, Lord. Help them to be ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look upon your people everywhere, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be ready. We want to be able to meet the bride, the bridegroom, Lord. Help us to be ready, Lord. We want to make it into thy kingdom. We want to make it to that beautiful city that you have prepared for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help somebody, Lord. That's ready to give their life to you, Lord. That's ready to turn from the worldly ways. Help them, Lord, to run to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to be like the wise virgin. Help them, Jesus, that they may be ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we realize that we must be ready, Lord. There won't be any time to get ready. When you crack the sky, Lord, help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Help somebody, Lord, to give it all to you, Lord. Help them to sell out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help them, Lord, to give their heart to you, their mind, their soul, and their body, Lord. Help them, Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We want you to bless every soul, touch every mind, touch every heart, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able, and we are trusting in you, taking you at your word. We know there is no failure in you, and we know that you can do all things. Help us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this ministry. Continue to send thy word, O Lord. Continue to send your anointing, O Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her, O Lord. Continue to have your way in her life, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in a miraculous way, Lord. Prove yourself, O Lord. Manifest yourself, Jesus. Let souls come unto you, Lord. Let souls be saved, Lord. Through this ministry, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless your people on every hand, oh, Lord. Touch and heal, oh, Lord. Look on Evangelist Calloway and her family. Touch and strengthen them, oh, Lord. Lift the burden of their heart, oh, Lord. Help them to look to you, Lord. Help them to trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon all those who are sick, those who are afflicted, oh, my God, those who are cancer-ridden. Oh, my God, have mercy on them, Lord. Please, Jesus, save to the utmost, oh, Lord. Spare their lives, oh, Lord. Help them to make a vow unto you, Lord. Help them to give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will save them, oh, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Look on Brenda Edmonds. We know you're able to heal her, Lord. You're able to deliver her, Lord. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Send your mercy upon her, Lord. Heal her body, Jesus. Look on my dad, Jesus. Touch his body, Lord. Heal him, Jesus. Deliver him, Lord. Find Satan in his work. Cast him out, Jesus. Help tonight, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. Our trust is in you, Lord. Those who are sick, Lord, those who are hospitalized, we pray that you touch them, Lord. And we ask for mercy, Jesus. Mercy on the souls, oh Lord. Save such as should be saved. Touch right now, Lord. Look on Mr. Wade, Lord. Touch him right now, Lord. Touch his heart, Lord. Strengthen him, oh Lord. Help him, Jesus. You know his situation. You know all about him. You made him, Jesus. Have mercy on him right now, Lord. Send your mercy, oh Lord. Save to the utmost. Save, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Have mercy right now, Jesus. We know you're a merciful God. We know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. We pray that you will help, Lord.
Help
save to the utmost, oh Lord. We know you can save. Doesn't matter what the situation is. We know you are a deliverer, Jesus. Victory right now, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Continue to look upon all those on the prayer list. Touch and bless, oh Lord. Look on this Mary, oh Lord. Touch her mind right now, oh Lord. Save her soul. Help her to repent of her sins, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus, you will look upon then this Martha and her mother, oh Lord. Touch and heal her mother, Lord. We know you're healing, Jesus. Oh, my God, take her through, Lord. Help her, Jesus. Strengthen Evangelist Martha. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Jesus. We're dependent on you and taking you at your word. You said you would not leave us, neither would you forsake us. And we believe your word today. We take you at your word. Oh, my God, look upon the Christian Temple family. Touch every member of the fold. One by one, it ain't my name. Lest thy people strengthen thy people, encourage your people. Help your people to stand, oh Lord. Look on the ministers, oh Lord, the pastors and the elders. Touch and strengthen them, oh Lord. Keep them, oh Lord. Help them to do your will, Jesus. Look on the first responders. Oh, my God. Look on the EMTs, Lord. Look on the doctors. The nurses, Jesus. Give them strength, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them strength, oh Lord. And they might minister to the people, oh Lord. Those who are sick and dying, Jesus. Oh my God, we know you're able, Jesus. Have mercy on the soul. Go into the hospital. Walk the floors, oh Lord. Save, oh Lord. Save, Jesus. Save, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Jesus, and we know you are delivered, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Save to the utmost. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And we thank you by faith for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, continue to work miracles. Continue to strengthen, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to give thy name the praise. Glory and honor belong unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to glorify you, to lift up thy name, and to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, O Lord. We give glory and honor unto you. You've been so good to us, O Lord. You've been merciful, O Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your love. Thank you for making a way for us to do your will and speak your word.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for this prayer, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you will grant the petition that we have sent up before you. Have your way, let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that beautiful message coming through. And it's, I mean, she preached out of her soul. And that word of God is right. Doesn't matter who it hits or
all
who
right.
it goes to. But we got to accept the word of God because it's God's word. And if we want to be ready, we got to be like the wise virgins.
Amen.
We got to have our oil and our vessels.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We got to be ready to meet the bridegroom. Thank you, Jesus. We can't stop. We can't stop here. But we got to drive and to go forward.
Yes.
We can't stop by the wayside. We can't stop. But we got to go forward in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Satan, I want you to stop. But don't stop. Don't stop working for Jesus.
Amen.
Don't stop praying. I don't care what kind of situation you may get into. Don't stop. But keep on praying. Keep on preaching. Keep on pressing. Keep on sacrificing. Keep on doing the will of God. Because that's what's going to count. Hallelujah. The race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But to him that shall endure unto the end. We got to go through a lot of things down here. We got to put up with a lot of things. We got to undergo a lot of suffering. But if we just hold on and endure unto the end, the saints shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, he invited ones to come. But they didn't want to come. They had excuses. It's just like today. People have so many excuses why they can't serve the Lord. Why they're not ready yet. Why I'm not ready to be saved. Why they're not ready to give their all to the Lord. But in that day, there won't be any excuses. Hallelujah. The Lord is not accepting any excuses. Thou art inexcusable. Oh, man. Hallelujah.
Lord.
You don't handle God. He don't care that you have this to do and you got that to do. You got to be saved. That's the thing. You got to be saved.
Amen.
If you don't be saved in the end, you will be left behind. And God knows, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left down here on this earth. The earth is going to melt with a fervent heat. And God knows, I don't want to be a part of that. But I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And all the Lord requires of us is that we be converted, sanctified, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's
it
a
is.
Lovely thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not boring. It's not bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's joy in serving the Lord.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Peace in
Thank
serving
you.
The Lord. Hallelujah. There's deliverance in serving the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. The Thank Lord is a good God. He's a mighty God, and he don't want any of us to be lost down here. He wants us all to be saved. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. But the Lord is long-suffering. He's
Thank
suffering
you.
Long, giving us a long time to get it together. Yeah. And time is going to run out after a while. We got to be ready. We got to be ready to meet the bridegroom. We don't have time to give you some of our oil. It's just like a man traveling
on the highway, traveling from New Jersey to Florida, and you get one tank of gas. You're not going to make it off of one tank of gas. You're going to have to stop and get some more gas. You better be sure. You better be very sure
Amen.
That you have oil in your vessel and with your lamp.
All right.
In your lamp.
Thank
because you won't have time to stop and go get no more. And when Jesus comes, that's it.
Amen.
That's it. The door is going to be shut. And you will not be able to get in.
That's right.
So you say, I'm going to heaven anyway. No, not anyway. Not anyhow. You got to go God's way. So
Amen.
I just thank God for that word. I tell you, the Lord is good. He's a good God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Help us to be ready. We want to be ready. We want to be ready to meet the bridegroom because he's coming. And as was first stated, never seen a bride walking down the aisle with a hole in her dress.
Come on.
A hole in the stockings, raggedy stockings, dirty dress. Never seen it. But what I've seen them come down that aisle with pure white.
Yes.
And hair done, shoes, beautiful shoes.
Yeah.
And they're ready, clean,
clean,
and ready.
All right.
The bridegroom. And that's the way we have to be, not without spot or wrinkle.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we got everything in order. And I thank God, I tell you. Yes, I could go on and on.
Go ahead.
There's a lot in this message. I'm telling you. She got on that marriage. I'm telling you. That's something people don't want to hear. They don't want you to tell them about that. That you can't have two living wives. No, the Bible says not so from the beginning.
Amen.
Read St. Matthew, the 19th chapter. It'll tell you all about it.
All right.
1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Read that.
All right.
I'm not going to go into it tonight, but the preacher done preached, and I enjoyed the word of God, and I encourage you, Pastor, to keep preaching the word of God and letting the Lord have his way. God bless you. Service back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful prayer and for those remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. I tell you, God, he truly is a mighty good God, and he's a merciful God. And the word of God, it does give us direction that we can find out which way we should go by hearing the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for the message on tonight. Sometimes when we plan to preach a message or to, you know, present thing before the people, God will come in and change the message. And he'll take us in a direction that we really hadn't intended to go. Under the leading of the Lord, you just yield to the will of God. Amen. And he has this purpose for what he does and what is being said. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you to take the word of God in. And one thing that I will bring to your attention is that when Jesus told people about themselves, they hated him. They didn't like the things that Jesus was saying to them because they didn't want to do what was right.
Amen.
But Jesus told them exactly what they needed to do. Amen. And he was there to save them. But they did not like the things that Jesus preached. They didn't like it when he brought out what they really were, hypocrites and all this, having falsehood and so forth. Jesus just told them about themselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us receive the word of God and apply it to our heart and live by it each and every day. So we thank God for you and for your patience. Amen. We thank God for this portion of the broadcast, and we would like to get some announcements. So we're going to ask the evangelist Khadija to come and bring forth some announcements.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, speaking about preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb of God and asking that question, will ye be ready? Will you be ready when the bridegroom comes? We just thank you all so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. Added to the prayer list are the bereaved Calloway family. Elder Linda Calloway lost her uncle. I'm going to keep them in prayer. Mr. Wade, who sent a text request, and Pastor Patricia Smith, the bereaved Smith family, and a bereaved Best family. We want to pray for Joycelyn Rivers, that's Sister Patricia Bennett's cousin, Clarissa and her children, Evangelist Sheila Peoples. We want to continue praying for the bereaved Diggs family, for Brenda Edmond and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, and Miss Tia. And if you're looking to support any other ministry, well, did I miss anyone, Evangelist Mabel? I believe I heard you praying for Evangelist Linda Paldo. You can add her to the list.
Oh, okay.
And if you're looking to support any other ministries or if you need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina currently. Minister Emmanuel Hoges and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. On Sundays at 11 a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of our broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And for those who like to text, like myself, we do have a phone number that you can text if you have a prayer request. And I believe you can also call this number as well, Evangelist Hameen. What is that number?
Okay, that number is 410-209-7503.
And that again, they can text and call that number?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you can go ahead. Please say it again.
Sure. The number again is 410-209-7503.
Amen. And those are all the announcements that I have. If anybody else has any other names that I may have missed or any other things I may not have said, you can do so at this time.
Vance, may you have anything?
Praise the Lord. I just to remember the Miller family, the entire Miller family, and Gloria West and her family in our prayers.
Okay. And so we ask that you will continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list, the names that you've heard. Let us continue to lift them up before the Lord in prayer, and let us pray one for another. And also, my nephew sent me a note to about my sister, so I want to add my sister on to the prayer list. Her name is Ola May. Pray for my sister, and also for his oldest brother, Chris, who had twins, I believe, on November the 9th. Pray for him and his wife and family. Pray for all of them and their children. And that's all I have to add on the prayer list. And I also would like to say to the listening audience, if you have a testimony and you would like to give your testimony on air, I invite you to reach out to us through one of these mediums that we made mention. You could send a text, you can email us, or you can leave a comment in the comment section online. If you feel like the Lord has blessed you through this ministry and you want to give your testimony, you are welcome to send your name and number, and we will have you on to give your testimony. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the radio broadcast. I do believe that we would love to hear from someone who's listening who feel like they just have a burning testimony and they just really need to tell it, and they want somebody else to hear what God has done and how good God has been to them. And so we invite you to do so. At this time, this does conclude our radio broadcast for this evening. And we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We love you and we thank God for you. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
God bless you.
Please.